The Nashville office of American Pearl Company president Gina Latondras is painted with bright island colors. A shimmering South Sea Island image hangs above her desk, from which she sells pearls worldwide, a desk covered with the fruits of the family business. Pearls cascade from the bags, thousands of creamy, roseate, and rainbow-washed gems conjuring up the exotic and the far away. But their origins are very close, for these pearls were raised in Tennessee. Gina's father and company founder, John Latondras, entered the Japanese pearl business in the 50s, just as cultured pearls became popular. He and his Japanese wife, Chessie, a trained pearl stringer whose mother was also in the gem trade, firmly believed pearls could be cultured in America. Pursuing this dream, Latondras visited 300 southeastern sites, testing water, rainfall, regulations, all of the variables of pearl farming. According to Gina Latondras, her father finally established America's only freshwater pearl farm in 1980 near Camden on the Tennessee River.
It was just so funny that less than 10 miles from his own home that he had lived in since 1954 was where his pearl farm would exist.
With the perfect location at hand, he approached the Japanese pearl industry with his plans. Plans not taken seriously by the secretive Japanese pearl cartel.
And they basically laughed, you know, ha ha ha, you Americans don't know anything about growing Japanese pearls. He said, you know, I'll take that as a challenge and you watch.
Her father returned 10 years later with a handful of gem quality pearls, only to be accused of wounding Japanese national pride by hijacking their pearl heritage.
And he said, you know, I see a lot of Hondas and Daihatsus and Mitsubishis running around here, and Henry Ford is part of our heritage and part of our history, and look what you people have done. I have every right to be in this business. And of course, the end of the story is, it was so quiet that you could hear a pearl drop.
Latondras went on to establish a worldwide niche market by cultivating distinctive geometric, marquee, teardrop, and coin shapes for his Tennessee pearls.
He wanted people to say, oh, those come from Johnny Latondras. In fact, they call him the Pablo Picasso of the pearl industry because he made these really interesting shaped pearls.
And according to Jeanette Sane of Nashville Sane Jewelers, the quality of the Tennessee pearls stand up to pearls worldwide.
They have a real high luster. They're beautiful. When you're talking about other countries, we just don't see that quality, I don't think. Theirs are just as fine as anybody's anywhere.
Birdsong Marina owner Bob Keith bought the Pearl Farm as a tourist attraction after John Latondras' death in 2000.
We're on our way to the Pearl Farm.
Spread across perhaps 4 acres of placid green water are the floats under which the pearl-producing mussels grow.
They dangle underneath the water about 18 inches in the baskets, floating on what I call American-made bamboo, PVC water pipe. The water pipe is 40 feet long with a cap on each end to provide buoyancy. These pipe hold all the mussel baskets, and in each basket is somewhere between 18 and 24 mussels growing their pearls.
The pearl grower's secret is the nucleation process, the surgical implanting of a bead made of mussel shell into the tissue of a live mollusk, which will coat the bead with layered secretions that harden, creating the pearl. When asked to see the nucleating laboratory, Keast has a ready answer.
No. Because if we went to the Coca-Cola bottling plant right now, we could see the syrup going in, we could see the fizz and the going in the cans and the bottles and coming down the conveyor belt. But do we ever go into the laboratory where the secret of the formula is? No.
In fact, it turns out Latondras never really shared his nucleation secrets at all.
He understood the manufacturing, and I understood the tourism. So it made a good marriage once he allowed me the right things to do. And only know so much.
And Keith does know promotion. He welcomes more than 200,000 visitors a year, making the Tennessee River Pearl Farm and Jewelry Showroom a Tennessee top 50 tourist draw. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Todd Jarrell.